good performance. Yeah, I think the weather's got in the way of, I think, what would have been a very good win. But it's really pleased with our performance. Some of the new guys who've come in have started to look like they can play, so that's a real step forward for us. But really pleasing. And that's sort of back end of that 50-over tournament, we put in a couple of performances that got us a little bit of momentum, and I thought we carried on here nicely.
Do you feel you sort of turned a corner a little bit?
I don't know. I mean, you don't get too high, do you, when you win, and you don't get too down when you lose. I think we're still in that period where we're looking to move forward as a team. But I think that's always been there. We know we've got quality players there. It's just getting out. I thought Trotty played exceptionally well and supported well by Ambi and Clarkey. And then obviously with the bowling as well, Grant Thornton again showed he's backed up again at 4 at Worcester, and what he did against Yorkshire is again and what he has done in this game. So it's a good sign for him.
That is probably one of the biggest positives is the performance, because it hasn't always happened that players have come in and done as well as this.
No, and certainly the route he's come through as well. You know, he was playing club cricket last year, so and still probably not on full contract with us. So I think, you know, a real great story, really, in a way. Someone that's come through a different route. He's a great guy, runs in hard, he bowls at a good pace, and he's a little bit different to what we've got. You know, we've got a lot of, I suppose, traditional guys with nice actions and swing it away. He bashes a good length and bowls pretty good pace. So it's, you know, it adds a nice, something, just a little bit of variety to us and encouraging. Again, you want a squad of bowlers that you can pick from. You know, we've got, you know, Boyd Rankin playing today in the second team, and Ollie Stone's not a million miles away now, so we're starting to now shape ourselves. That looks like we've got some competition for places as well, which is great.
And Sonny Singh, he deserved his wicket, didn't he?
He did, yeah. I mean, again, he's been magnificent all year. I mean, to get him in has been hard, because obviously we've got a world-class bowler in Jeets, but yeah, again, it looks, don't put too much on his shoulders, but he looks like a real prospect at 21.
There was an incident when Peter Trigger, when Jonathan Trott thought he caught Peter Trigger. What was the umpire's explanation for all that?
They weren't 100% sure, so the benefit of the doubt goes to the batter. Trotty was convinced he caught it 100%, but as the rule goes now that you don't ask the fielder, it's obviously square leg umpire couldn't get a clear view of it, and Worfie as well, so benefit goes to the batter.
Should the fielder's word be taken in those circumstances, do you think?
Well, from what Worfie told me there, the only way that can happen is if Triggs had turned around and said, "Did you catch it?" The umpires can't ask that, so it happened, and you know, there are incidents in cricket that happen, but you know, Trotty was pretty, like I said, pretty clear that he caught it.
And talking of Jonathan Trotty, you mentioned it already, but his batting performance was terrific, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, and it's always good to, you know, for our senior players to be leading from the front, and he did that really well this game. We knew coming into this game the style of cricket Somerset want to play. Obviously, this was a much better wicket than we played here last year. You play a lot more shots, but yeah, it was great. When he's playing well, it's good for us.
You have a little break now and then, Hampshire away.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Obviously, they're going to be on the back of a quite heavy defeat, so they'll be up for that. Obviously, lose a couple of players to Lions cricket. But yeah, this break probably comes at a nice time. Some of our bowlers have bowled a lot recently, so rest up in the next couple of days, but then a couple of good training sessions and hopefully, like I said, carry on what we've started to do over the last couple of weeks into the next game.
Do you know yet whether you'll lose Jeetan Patel for that?
Oh, he won't be with us at the Rose Bowl, no. But again, Sonny Singh, he's come in, he's looked pretty, I think, doesn't look out of his depth at all in first-class cricket, so he'll just be the spinner and we'll move on.
All in all, pretty encouraging then?
I think so, yeah. Like I said, this is going to take a bit of time for us, but it's it was a really good performance. Like I said, our senior players did really well, and we saw some young guys, and I think that's really encouraging, certainly for the Warwickshire supporters, is that some young guys are starting to come in and look like they can play first-class cricket.